हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ॐ ईश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः ॐ सहनाववतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ भद्रं कर्णे भश्रुणुयामदेवाः भद्रं पश्येमाक्षभर्यजत्राः स्थिरैरङ्गैस्तुष्टुवागंसस्तनुभिः व्यशेमदेवहितैयदायुः स्वस्ति न इन्द्रो वृद्धश्रवाः स्वस्ति नः पूषा विश्ववेदाः स्वस्ति नस्तार्क्ष्यो अरिष्टनेमिः स्वस्ति नो बृहस्पतिर्दधातु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः प्रज्ञानां शुप्रतानैस्थिरचरनिकर व्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् शुप्रतानैस्थिरचरनिकरव्यापिभिर्व्याप्यलोकान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्ठान् भुक्त्वा भोगांस्थविष्ठान् पुनरपि धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् धिषणोद्भासितान् कामजन्यान् पीत्वा सर्वान् विशेषान् सर्वान् विशेषान् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः मायया भोजयन्नः स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः स्वपिति मधुरभुङ् मायया भोजयन्नः माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् माया सङ्ख्यातुरीयम् परममृतमजम् परममृतमजम् ब्रह्मयत्तन्नतोऽस्मि ब्रह्मयत्तन्नतोऽस्मि यो विश्वात्मा विधिज विषयान् विधिज विषयान् प्राश्य भोगान् स्थविष्ठान् ప్రాశ్య భోగాన్ స్థవిష్టాన్ పశ్చాచాన్యాన్ స్వమతి విభవాన్ జ్యోతిషాస్వేన సూక్ష్మాన్ సర్వానేతాన్ పునరపి శనై స్వాత్మని స్థాపయిత్వా హిత్వా సర్వాన్ విశేషాన్ విగత గుణగణ పాత్వసో నస్తురియః అసౌతురియః నః పాతు. We'll go straight to the 31st karika, the 34th karika. Nigrihitasya manasaha, nigrihitasya manasaha, nirvikalpasya dhimataha. నిర్వికల్పస్య ధీమతః ప్రచారస్సతు విజ్ఞేయః సుషుప్తేన్యో న తత్సమః We have seen the literal meaning of the verse. Do you remember the meaning? Okay. He says, there is difference in the nature of the mind in sleep and the nature of the mind with knowledge. That's all he says. Okay. So, what he implies is, Shankara Bhagavatpada says, it is very, very important for all the spiritual aspirants who are otherwise said to be yogis to make note of this difference between the mind in sleep and the mind with wisdom. There's a big difference. Why has to talk about it? Because in both there is absence of duality. Absence in the sense, there is non-dual experience. In jnanam also, the world of duality is not available as reality. In deep sleep state also, the world of duality, listen to my words carefully. In jnanam, the world of duality is not available as reality. In sleep, the world of reality is not available for experience. This is the difference. Okay. Yatharta jnanam. What is yatharta jnanam? Seeing something as it is yatharta jnanam. Seeing the rope as a rope is yatharta jnanam. So seeing what is is jnanam. Absolutely. See, what is jnanam? When you see devotion, if you say, what is? Your person says, oh, that's only water. If a person says, that is yathartha jnanam. You ask the question, no, no, there are waves. There's wave-ocean difference. There are waves. We say, yeah, it's all appearance of the water. It's only water. If you say, that's yathartha jnanam. When you see ornaments, bangles, chains, golden ornaments in jewelry shop, see, what are they? It's only gold. If you say, that is yathartha jnanam. It's only gold? Yes. Because we pay money only for the gold. The shopkeeper does not weigh the form chain. He weighs the weight of the gold. Isn't he? We pay for the weight of the gold, not for the appearance. Which means, what about the forms? What about the names? What about the functions? It can be worn on the neck, can be worn in the hands. What about the forms, names and functions? The forms are different, names are different, functions are different. Yes, they're all just mithya. They're as though. The forms are as though. The names denoting the forms are as though. Whatever purpose they serve, also as though. Even the pleasure of wearing them also is as though. Then what is there? There is gold. In spite of seeing countless number of ornaments with different names, if you just say, what is this just the gold? If you say, it is yathartha jnanam. In the same way, here, if you say, what is here? What is this? What is? The question is asked. Oh, there's only Brahma. In the jewelry shop, you can easily say, there's only gold. Seeing the ocean full of waves, there's only water. Yathartha jnanam is possible. What is here? There's only Brahma. There's only Atma. If you say, that is yathartha jnanam. It's only Atma Brahma. Yes. That is the fact. This is the absolute fact. Ultimate fact. There's only Brahma. Yathartha jnanam. What about the forms, names and functions? The world of the object. The world of objects of plurality, multiplicity, as though. Why you say as though? This world of plurality of objects, of countless number of forms, names and functions, inexplicably vast, is as though. Why? It is not really there. Why it is not really there? It's as though I'm experiencing. Yes, experiencing. Just because you're experiencing, you cannot say it is real. It is as though, because this has no independent existence. What about the knowledge of this world of experience? All these are known. Known, experienced. Therefore, they're all experienced, they're not real. What about experience? What about the knowledge? Knowledge also is as though. What about the knower? Knower is also as though. Knower status is as though. What is there is knowledge is as though. And everything else other than the knower and knowledge, everything else can be reduced to one word. Okay? Jnayam, the known, is also as though. Because the Jnayam, the entity of the world of plurality of objects, of countless number of forms, names and functions, is as though is dependent on the knowledge for its existence. The knowledge is dependent on the knower for its existence. Therefore, they're all dependent. Even the knower can have the status of being the knower only when this, for the knower to be knower, knower is dependent on the objects known for it to have this knower qualification. Therefore, all three are or no, as though. They are not even three. Three different names. Then you can say what? What about this? What is this wave and ocean? Wave is title given to the water. Ocean is title given to the water. In the same way, what about the countless number of forms, names and functions? Everything is a name of Ishvara. When you look at all these forms as forms of the only false appearances of the reality, then every form becomes looked upon as form of the reality. The formless reality alone is seen as the one with the form. Every form becomes the form of the reality. Every name is the name of the reality. Every function also is what? A function of reality. Therefore, all these forms, names and functions which are not really there, they're looked upon as appearances of the reality, then the reality itself is given the title Ishvara. Okay, all these are countless number of forms, names and functions are all of Ishvara. All are Ishvara. The formless reality is in the form of countless number of forms. Then we say Ishvara. Therefore, the nameless reality, non-nameable reality, is given countless number of names. Anamakam Satyam is given count number of namani, names, the forms. Isn't really speaking, all that is here is only Brahma. It's all appearances, false appearances of the only reality. And it's like exactly like the snake, rope snake. How rope snake is only false. Rope ununderstood is the snake. Snake understood is the rope. So Brahman unknown is the universe. The universe understood is Brahma. There's no second thing. It's only everything is Brahma. So this whole can be said to be what? Knower, known, knowledge. How can you say all this is only Brahma? Knower, known, knowledge. What is knower? Just as we remember the old example of this light and opaque things, how you are so clear, there's no illuminator other than the light. There's no knower other than the abstract reality consciousness, a pure knowledge. Just as there cannot be illumination without the light, there's no knowledge without the light, without the consciousness. Just as there cannot be the illumined objects without the light, there cannot be the known world of objects, the experienced world of objects without the consciousness. Now how light relatively, with reference to the world of opaque things, we can say the only adhishtanam, the substratum of the illuminator, illumination and the illumined world of opaque things is one and the only light. Adhishtanam is light with reference to the world of opaque things. Adhishtanam of the illuminator, illumination and the illumined is light. Similarly, with reference to the entirety of this cosmos, now you're including the whole, the adhishtanam of the knower is consciousness. Adhishtanam means satyam. Adhishtana satyam. The reality, the substratum. What is the reality substratum? That which lends existence. That which accommodates. Thereby lends existence is adhishtanam. Listen, and you say adhishtana satyam with reference to the illuminatory's light. Adhishtana satyam. What is that which lends existence, which accommodates illumination, is light. That which accommodates, lends existence to the illumined world of objects is the light. In the same way, adhishtana satyam. Very important word. Adhishtana satyam is Atma. The reality which lends existence remaining as the substratum for the knower is consciousness. Abstract reality consciousness or pure knowledge. Pure consciousness. Adhishtana satyam which lends existence to the knowledge. Knowledge of the objects. Vritti jnanam. Every vritti jnanam. Adhishtana satyam is what? The pure consciousness. In the same way, the same consciousness is the adhishtana satyam, the reality which accommodates, which lends existence to the illumined, the known, experienced world of plurality, multiplicity of objects. Understand? So, adhishtana satyam, that which accommodates. Water lends existence to the ocean, the form and name function called ocean, accommodates ocean. Otherwise, where does the form exist? Where does the form exist? The form, the ocean form exists in the water. Understand what I'm saying? So, water accommodates the form. Lends existence to the form in the same way. That which really lends existence accommodates the knower, existence to the knower, existence to the knowledge, existence to the known world of objects is one and the same truth, the pure consciousness. Therefore, this consciousness implied by the term Atma is Adhishtana Satyam. Adhishtana Satyam happens to be one and the same. The Satyam is not dependent on, Satyam need not be the knower. Without being the knower, Satyam can be, but its very nature, it's a knower. Knowing is the very nature. Swarupam. And without being the knowledge, without being, no, Adhishtana Satyam consciousness can be consciousness. Not dependent, it need not be in the form of a knowledge. Knowledge of the objects. It can be without the illumined objects, it can be illumined world of objects, it can still be the consciousness. So this Adhishtana Satyam consciousness is not dependent on the knower qualification or the knowledge or the world of known world of objects for its existence. Therefore, reality is ever of the nature of self-existence. The pure consciousness is of the nature of self-existence. Because the real consciousness alone is in the form of existence of the knower, existence of the known, existence of the knowledge. Therefore, existence enjoyed by the knower, known knowledge being consciousness, existence of the consciousness, they don't have independent existence. That is why, what are they then? They're all three. Knower is a qualification attributed to the consciousness from the standpoint of knowledge of the objects. Knowledge is also another qualification title given to the same Knowledge also is a name of the pure knowledge. From the standpoint of the known, and the known are also countless number of known objects also, are all the names of the consciousness only. Countless number of names of the only nameless reality. Countless number of forms are false appearances of the formless reality. Countless number of names are names of the indescribable reality. The words, understand now? Therefore, what? We can say what? How can we say this? There cannot be knower without consciousness at all. Then what is knower? Consciousness with the mind gives the title knower. Same consciousness with any given thought pertinent to any object gets the name knowledge. Same consciousness with any known object is jnayam. Jnanam, is it? Jnata, jnanam, jnayam. Jnata, jnanam, jnayam. Therefore, the Triputi Bhedaha, threefold division itself is mithya. Threefold division is mithya. Therefore, what about the consciousness? Consciousness which is ever of the nature of divisionlessness. Being all pervasiveness being the nature of reality, divisionlessness is the very swarupam of the reality. That's why consciousness is implied by the expression what? We say, nirvikalpakam sat. Nirvikalpakam sat is consciousness. Nirvikalpakam vastu, nirvikalpakam sat, sadvastu. Nirvikalpakam sadvastu is consciousness, which is Atma. Understand? And now, when the mind, okay, the mind discovers in the wake of the knowledge of this absolute reality, ultimate truth, the pure consciousness, implied with the term Atma. When the mind sees, the discovers, what is that? This knower, known, knowledge, division being mithya, false. The false appearances in the divisionless consciousness. Understanding is there. In spite of experiencing the divisions, you can see divisions being mithya in the light of the knowledge of the divisionless consciousness being the self. Isn't it? Then, see, mind itself is consciousness. Therefore, then that is what's amani bhavaha. When that jnanam takes place, once you can see everything is mithya. This is Advaita Darshanam. What is said to be Advaita Darshanam. Okay. Now, in the wake of the knowledge of the truth of the mind itself sees, is resolved as the, understood as the Atma. Mind being Atma is very clear. Then there's no knower. When there's no subject of knowledge, the world of objects also cannot be the world of objects. Without the subject, there cannot be the experienced objects. I mean, the objects are not experienced as objects. objects are experienced as the false appearance of the Atma. The objects are not there. Without the objects of knowledge, there cannot be subject. Without the subject, there cannot be the objects. Isn't it? This is what we already understood in the previous classes. Therefore, here, what happens now? The question comes, in jnanam also, there is no duality. In the light of the knowledge, really there is no duality. Duality is there, divisions are there, but as though real. In the wake of the knowledge. And here, some doubt comes. Some person thinks, why work very hard? Shravanam, mananam, nidhyasanam. Okay? All that we want is peace. We want only peace. For our peace, all that we need to do is, we need to get rid of this duality. That's what you're saying, don't you? That's what you're saying, aren't you? Yes. If you get rid of duality, there is sukham. And to get rid of the duality, for sukham, I have to get rid of the duality. To get rid of the duality, I have to knock off the mind. That's all, isn't it? Yes. We can knock off the mind easily, without any difficulty. How can I knock off the mind? Just sleep. In sleep, our mind is as though knocked off. So we have sukham. Otherwise, another method is also there. We can practice some meditation and we can escape into samadhi. We can knock off duality, some sukham. Sometimes people think that we commit a suicide. Okay, death. If I die, they think in death, sukham is what? They think that the mind is as though knocked off. The sukham. Isn't it enough just for us to be peaceful? Just knock off the mind, thereby get rid of the duality. You are just yourself. You can be peaceful. No. So Gaudapada Acharya says in this 34th Karika, that's what he says. There is difference. Come to the class, today's class. There is difference between the mind in sleep and the mind with knowledge. He used the word dhimat manaha. Dhimat, dhi means knowledge. Dhi literally means intelligence also. Dhi means intellect also. But in this context, dhi means wisdom, knowledge. Dhimat manaha means wise mind. The mind with wisdom, mind with knowledge is dhimat manaha. And dhimat manaha is what now? Complete dhimat manaha is no more a mind. The mind with the knowledge is no more a mind. It's made a non-mind, isn't it? Dhimat mind is a non-mind. The mind with wisdom, mind with knowledge is a non-mind. Why? It is Atma. Dhimat mind, being a mind with knowledge, it's no more a mind, it's a Atma. And what is Atma? It is divisionless reality. Dhimat mind is Atma, therefore it is of the nature of divisionlessness, free from all divisions, and also absolutely mastered mind. Nigrihitam. Okay? See, if you want, when is the mind become absolutely mastered? If you say, when the mind is made a non-mind, by discovering the truth of the mind, seeing the mind as mind being non-separate from Atma, seeing the mind is Atma when it is seen, that is, mind is totally offered to, it's called Atma Nivedanam. In Bhakti, they call it Atma Nivedanam. Submitting one's own self to Bhagavan. In Bhakti, language Bhakti, Atmanivedanam, submitting oneself to Bhagavan. Offering oneself to Bhagavan means what? Seeing the mind being Atma. It means seeing the knower being Atma. Seeing the knower being Atma. Understand? There's no knower other than the Atma. If you see, that's what is Atmanivedanam. Offering oneself to Bhagavan. Okay, that's the highest form of puja. Highest form of worship is that. It's Purnahuti, real Purnahuti. The real Purnahuti is what? Seeing the knower mind being Atma. Nanavir from Atma. Okay. Therefore, that mind is absolutely mastered mind. That mind is what? Different from Sushupte. The mind obtaining in sleep. The mind in sleep is different. Therefore, Satu Pracharaha Anyaha. Vadapacharya says 34th Karika. The function, the behavior, the nature of the mind in sleep. Okay? And the mind with knowledge is different. That should be made note of. Is it? That should be observed and understood carefully. Okay, this much you have seen already. Now I go to the Bhashyam part. Yasmat. Okay. I think we left it here, isn't it? We have come to the Bhashyam part, okay? Atra uchyate. The Pura Paksha already he says, isn't it? That's what is implied here. Nanu sarva pratyaya abhave, when all cognitions are absent, okay, absent, yadrushaha sushuptasya manasaha pracharaha, the way, the nature of the mind obtaining in sleep when all the thoughts are not resolved, the same is the function, the nature of the mind, okay, which is also mastered absolutely, and which is also without any divisions. So, tatra viseshat kim tatra vijnayam. What is that to be known specifically? That's the question asked. Now we come to this bhashyam. Today's class we're coming. Atra uchyate, it is said here, na evam naivam, not at all. Not at all the same. The Purupaksha says it is same, he says. Yasmat, why it is not the same? Sushupte anyaha pracharaha. Sushupte anyaha pracharaha. Number 444. Page number 444, those who are following. Oh. 443, sorry. Yeah, 443. The last paragraph. Yasmat sushupte anyaha pracharaha. I told you already, the word pracharaha is used in a different sense here. In deep sleep state, the nature of the mind, the function of the mind, the behavior of the mind is different. What he says? Avidya moha tamograstasya antarlina aneka anartha pravritti bija vasanavataha manasaha. He describes mind, you know. What is his mind in sleep? Avidya moha tamograstam manaha. Now you can understand. What is the mind in deep sleep state? Avidya moha tamograstam manaha. Avidya moha tamograstam manaha. In deep sleep state. Grastam means what? Engulfed. No, held in grip. So, he says, mind remains steeped in tamas. Steeped in deep sleep state, mind remains steeped in darkness. Okay? Darkness are the result of what? They're the result of ignorance, delusion caused by ignorance. Mind remains steeped in darkness as a result of delusion caused by ignorance. Okay. So, avidya moha tamo grastam. Avidya moha tamo grastam manaha. In sleep. Another adjective he gives. Antarlina aneka anartha pravrutti. Antarlina aneka anartha pravrutti bija vasanavat manaha. Mind is a vasanavat. Mind is endowed with seed of, mind is endowed with countless number of, okay, various variety of tendencies, impressions, aneka. What are the tendencies and impressions? He says, the whole samsara is there. And antarlina aneka anartha pravritti bija vasanavat means the whole samsara remains in potential condition. The bija, okay, potential condition. The whole samsara remains in potential condition means what? Ignorance is there. Ignorance caused erroneous perception is there. Erroneous perception is not absent, it is unmanifest. Ignorance is not absent, ignorance is unmanifest. Ignorance is there, erroneous perception is there, erroneous perception caused, superimposition is also there. Okay. Superimposition limitations upon the Atma is there. And then doership is there, enjoyership is there, and the desires are there, ragadveshas are there. Jealousy, hatred, anger, fear, anxiety, all emotions are there. That's what it's meant here. Antarlina, aneka. One word is enough. Doership is there, enjoyership is there. And all emotions are there. And which cause what now? Even the act, which the desires which impel the actions are there. And the actions are also there. And the results are there. Sanchita is there, Agami is there, not Agami, even the Paradha, okay? Everything, all like parents of opposites, the whole samsara is there in an unmanifest, undifferentiated potential condition in sleep. Samsara is there or not? Just because it's only mind itself is resolved, dissolved in subtle form, where the whole duality also remains unmanifest, undifferentiated condition. That's why it looks as though it is not there. So the dual experience of duality is not there. Duality or divisions, this jnatru, jnana, jnaya, triputi, bhedaha is not totally absent. It's an unmanifest condition, potential condition. Something which obtains in potential condition should not be mistaken for non-existent. It is very much there. This is the mind. Okay. So this is the nature of the mind in sleep. Got it now? Avidya moha tamo grastasya antarlina aneka anartha pravrutti bija vasanavat manaha. Vasanavataha manasaha. This is the description of the mind in sleep. What about which? So don't mistake the mind in sleep to be completely free from duality, free from divisions. Okay? It is not the mind in sleep is only avastha. Avastha means what? It's a state, a condition. Mind in sleep is what? a state of experience, a condition, an experience, a state of experience, a state. Avastha, a state of experience is what? Any experience is subject to change. It is subject to change. There is no such thing called permanent experience is not there. The state, avastha. Whereas, what about the jnanam? Mind with the jnanam. Next sentence comes. Atma satya anubodha hutasha viplushta avidya anartha pravritti bijasya bijam. Very beautiful expression here. Atma satya anubodha hutasha viplushta avidya anartha pravritti bijam manaha. Let me explain to you. That there, this mind with the knowledge is the one where avidya, the ignorance, and the ignorance caused all problems. Okay? Ignorance caused so the mind with knowledge is that where ignorance, avidya, and ignorance caused all problems. Ignorance caused erroneous perception, error caused ahankara, ahankara, mamakara, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, and all this duality, all of them, you know, becomes burnt. Viplushta. You know, means burnt. So, avidya anartha pravritti bijam is completely viplushtam, means burnt. Where in the mind with knowledge, the whole samsara and the cause of samsara in ajnanam is burnt by what? By the hutashaha agnihi, by the burnt by the fire of. See, the fire is called hutashaha. Side note. Okay, I'm going out of the subject matter. Why fire is called hutashaha? You know, one of Sanskritam has so many names for fire. One of the words of the fire is, names of fire is what? Hutashaha. Hutam means offered oblation. Ashnati means eats. So, eater, devourer of the oblations is hutashaha. Hutam ashnati iti hutashaha. I mean, the receiver, consumer of oblations. Consumer of oblations. Anything you put in a fire, oblation. Agni eswaha, vayu eswaha, anything you put, it engulfs. Okay? And throwing his tongue into the flames, and it engulfs. Therefore, it's called hutashaha. And here he says, what happens? This, your knowledge is the hutashaha. What is the fire here? The fire of atmajnanam. Fire of satya atma anubodha. Satyatma anubodha. Okay? The clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the Atma, okay, which is the only Satyam, only Satya Adhishthanam. So knowledge, clear, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge of the Atma, the only Satya Adhishthanam of the whole, is what now? The fire. That fire, what does it do? It burns. It burns what? Ignorance. And the ignorance caused samsara. Can you samsara means what? Ankara, mamakara. You can include that's why anartha pravritti. Everything. Everything it burns. When everything is burnt, then what happens? That mind itself is not there. Once ignorance and ignorance caused samsara, is in the mind, the vision of the mind with the vision, in that mind sees, okay, that mind, ignorance is burnt, ignorance ka samsara is burnt by this fire in the form of satyatma anubodha. It's very particular about using that anubodha. This bodha itself is enough. Why anubodha? Because the knowledge of the atma, of the satya adhishtanam, attained through the study of the shastram with the help of the teacher. He does not want sampradaya. Anubodha, he uses the word, not simply bodha, anubodha. That is the fire here. Everything becomes resolved. Then what happens? The mind itself is not there. The minute, whenever the clear, ascertained vision of the Atma happens, there is no mind. Mind is made non-mind. Amani bhavaha. Mind is Atma. The mind is Atma. The mind is itself Atma. There is no knower. There is no perceiver. There is no experiencer. There is only Atma. Isn't it? Then what happens? You can see the mind is not there. The world of objects also be non-separate. They are no more objects. Still the world is perceived, but not as objects, but as, okay, false appearances of the mithya, appearance of the satya atma. Therefore, that mind in which this samsara, the cause of samsara, the ignorance, has been burnt by the fire of knowledge of the self, satya atma, there a person sees what? There is only divisionlessness. The mind sees divisionlessness as the nature of the self. So divisionlessness seen in the enlightened mind, in the mind with the knowledge, is permanent, unchanging, unchangeable, changeless nature of the reality. Divisionlessness. Okay? Right of which everything else is what? Everything else being mithya is also seen. Because there's no world which is separate from the Atma. There's no knower, there's no knowledge, there's no known, just separate from the world, Atma. Everything is Atma. Whereas in deep sleep state, the mind in deep sleep is what? There, the divisionlessness is a state. Changing, impermanent, time-bound state of experience, divisionlessness. Whereas in the mind with the knowledge, that the divisionlessness is the unchanging, unchangeable, changeless nature of the reality, in which everything becomes a duality, plurality, multiplicity, divisions, differences, everything becomes negated as mithya. Is that? Okay. So he says, niruddhasya anyaha eva. What's the benefit of jnanam? He says, prashanta sarva klesha rajaha to svatantraha pracharaha. What is the nature of that mind in which the knowledge fire has burnt the ignorance and ignorance causes samsara? What is the nature of that mind? He says, beautiful word here, prashanta sarva klesha rajasaha svatantraha pracharaha. Svatantraha pracharaha. Prashanta sarva klesha rajaha. Rajasaha, positive case, Samaji, what a simple phonematic case, better you take this word. Prashanta sarva klesha rajas. which means the mind is free from the impurity of duality, divisions, and the afflictions caused by the impurity of duality. Duality and divisions. The perception of duality. Prashanta means, Swamiji, totally resolved, negated. What is negated? Sarva klesha means all afflictions. All afflictions. And all afflictions are what? Impurity. Rajas. The impurity is the duality. The duality, the perception of duality, the impurity in the person of duality caused afflictions. See, ahankara, mamakara, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, they caused problems, worry, sorrow, everything becomes negated smithya. It is not real. Okay. Now the sarva kleshaha. Now this pancha klesha you all must have heard in yoga shastra. You can take the same pancha kleshaha, Samaji. See, pancha kleshaha discussed in the yoga shastram is very much accepted in the Vedanta shastram. Pancha kleshaha. So they also, they say, you can say, first pancha klesha, for the five kleshas, avidya. Ignorance of the self is the first klesha. And the second, we can say avidya. So avidya in the form of avivekaha. The lack of what is avidya? Avidya in the form, ignorance in the form of lack of discriminative knowledge of what is atma, what is anatma. Atma, anatma, vivekaha, eva ajnanam there. And then, aviveka caused adhyasaha, anyonya adhyasaha. Atma being mistaken for anatma is on adhyasa. Okay? Anatma mistaken for Atma. Anyonya adhyasaha. Is all first one. Avidya. The lack of discriminatory knowledge of Atma and Anatma. And aviveka caused what? Adhyasa. Anyonya adhyasaha. This is Pratamaha Kleshaha. First Klesha. Second Kleshaha is Asmita. Asmita means we say ahankaraha. Once say asmi iti jnanam, which is knowledge. Aham asmi, that is knowledge, is asmita. Asmita is a noun from having the knowledge that I am is asmita. But the knowledge is beautiful. But when the attributes are added, becomes erroneous notion, which is ahankara. So asmita resulting in ahankara. The knowledge of self existence with addition of attributes is said to be ahankara. When ahankara is there, what is there? Doership, enjoyership. I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Is this? These wrong notions caused by adhyasaha. This is the second kleshaha. These are all not there. And the third klesha is what? Ragaha. Ragaha means passion for happiness. Passion for happiness, craving for happiness is ragaha. And dveshaha, aversion towards sorrow. The fourth klesha. Aversion towards sorrow is dvesha. Fourth klesha. About the fifth dosha, abhinivesha. Instinctive desire or attachment instinctive desire caused instinctive desire, instinctive attachment caused instinctive desire for living. Is the, we can say, abhinivesha. So all this, all, so sarva klesha. Sarva klesha itself is what? Impurities. So impurity in sarva klesha, all these kleshas become prashanta, means negated, resolved completely. See, all these will be there as long as you mistake this duality to be real. When you falsify the duality as mithya, they all disappear. It's like exactly how fear disappears simultaneously as soon as the snake resolves in the rope, in the vision of the rope. It happens. What he says, this is the function, this is how the mind with knowledge is. He says how the mind in sleep is, the mind with knowledge is. Niruddhasya anyaha eva prashanta sarva klesha rajasaha svatantraha pracharaha. There is independent, isn't it? The independence, no more dependence there. The sense, the mind is not even, mind has become atma. As the mind resolved itself. It's a beautiful example given, Swamiji. Remember, when the river is flowing, and when it enters into the ocean, river becomes ocean. There again, becoming is involved. River does not become. There's no, that is, there's a case I have to say. Here, don't even say becoming. We'll see that is going to be discussed next verse. We'll see that. Ataha na tat samaha, therefore, definitely, the nature of the mind in sleep is not the same as the nature of the mind with knowledge. Tasmat yuktaha, therefore it is appropriate to know the distinction, difference between the mental condition in sleep, the condition of the mind in with knowledge. Iti abhiprayaha, this is the intention of the author here, Varupadacharya here. Vijnatum yukt, tasmat saha vijnatum yuktaha. It is appropriate to know the nature of the mind. What is the function of the mind in deep sleep state, and what is the nature of the mind with knowledge? Okay. So we can see like this. Let us see the next verse and then I'll explain to you towards the end. Now in the following karika, Gaudapadacharya says, prachara bhede hetum aha. Hetuhu means the reason. What is the reason for the difference in the nature or the function or the behavior of this mind in sleep and the mind with knowledge? Prachara bedaha, prachare bede, kaha hetuhu. What is the reason for this difference to be there? Let us see the karika first. Liyate hi sushupte tan nigrihitan. Liyate hi sushupte tad. Liyate hi sushupte tad. నిగృహీతన్నీయతే లీయతే హి సుషుప్తే తద్ లీయతే సుప్తే తద్ నిగృహీతన్నీయతే తదేవ నిర్భయం బ్రహ్మ తదేవ నిర్భయం బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానాలోకం సమంతతః జ్ఞానాలోకం సమంతతః. దోస్ ఆర్ ఫాలోయింగ్ సంస్కృతం ఇన్ పనోలజీస్ బుక్ జ్ఞానలోకం ఇస్ గివెన్ జ్ఞానాలోకం బికాస్ ఇన్ ది కమెంటరీ శంకర భగవత్పాద యూజ్ ద టర్మ్ జ్ఞానాలోకం నాట్ జ్ఞానలోకం. Big, not a big difference, but still, aloka means light. Liyate hi sushupte tad. Liyate hi sushupte tad. I'm breaking it. If you don't break it, you can't have pass. If you don't want to break, liyate hi sushupte tan nigrihi tan liyate. You have to read like that. So, లీయతే హి సుషుప్తే తద్ లీయతే హి సుషుప్తే తద్ నిగృహీతన్న లీయతే నిగృహీతన్న లీయతే తదేవ నిర్భయం బ్రహ్మ తదేవ నిర్భయం బ్రహ్మ జ్ఞానాలోకం సమంతతః జ్ఞానాలోకం సమంతతః. ఓకే, హీ సేస్ తద్ తద్ మీన్స్ వాట్ దట్ మైండ్ బికాస్ వి హావ్ బీన్ డిస్కసింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద మైండ్ ఓన్లీ. సో తద్ ఇస్ ఎ థర్డ్ పర్సన్ సింగులర్ ప్రొనౌన్ విచ్ మీన్స్ దట్ దట్ హియర్ రెఫర్స్ టు ద మైండ్ విచ్ హస్ బీన్ బీయింగ్ డిస్కస్డ్. విచ్ మైండ్? ద మైండ్ ఇన్ స్లీప్, ద మైండ్ విత్ నాలెడ్జ్. దెర్ఫోర్ తద్ సుషుప్ తే హి లీయతే ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్ మైండ్ డిజాల్వ్స్. మైండ్ డిజాల్వ్స్. సో ఆచార్య సింప్లీ సేస్ మైండ్ డిజాల్వ్స్. శంకర భగవత్పాద ఇస్ గోయింగ్ టు ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ హౌ మైండ్ డిజాల్వ్స్. దట్స్ వై వి నీడ్ భాష్యం. మైండ్ డిజాల్వ్స్. It dissolves means what? As you already understood, already in the previous verse, that both these verses, Gaudapada Acharya clarifies this doubt only. Okay? Sushupte tad liyate. Indeed, in deep sleep, that mind dissolves, resolves. How? With all whole samsara. I prefer using the word samsara, you know. What is samsara? Samsara means nowhere known duality and no all wrong notions, ignorance. Ignorance caused notions, no adhyasaha, adhyaropaha. If you see every very easy technical terms, no adhyaropaha. Adhyaropa caused all afflictions, desire, all emotions, then sufferings and desire impelled actions, the results. The paths of opposite, everything, doership, everything, the whole samsara, the experience of pleasant, unpleasant situations in waking state, the whole thing dissolves. Nigrihitam, see, Acharya, Gaudapada Acharya, uses the term nigrihitam, nigrihitam to mean the mind with knowledge. Usually nigrihitam means restrained, restraint, and yet restrained mind, restraint, controlled, mastered, that's the literal meaning. But you should take this, nigrihitam means the mind which is disciplined. We prefer the word disciplined. Absolutely disciplined mind is the mind which is no more a mind. Mind, because following all the disciplines should culminate in dissolving the mind. Mind should disappear in Atma. How snake disappears in the wake, in rope, mind should disappear in the Atma Jnana. That's why Nigrihitam, absolutely disciplined mind with knowledge, Naliyate, it does not dissolve. What does it mean? If the mind is there, it can dissolve, isn't it? It is not there. What happens? It's Atma. Got it? See, dissolving, resolving means remaining in subtlest form, remaining in an unmanifest, undifferentiated, imperceptible, invisible, potential form is dissolving, resolving. But here it is not even there. Dissolve, it's not, mind is Atma. In Jnanam, mind ceases to exist as a mind, therefore it is not, doesn't dissolve. What is his mind then? He says, Sushupte manaha liyate, manaha jnane na liyate, doesn't dissolve, resolve. What happens to it then? Tadeva Brahma. That mind is Brahma in Jnanam. Do you see that words now? Very, I tell you, Gaudapacharya's words are only to tiny karika. My God. What he conveys, you know, profound vision he gives. The very work proves, just bow to his feet. Isn't it? So, Tadeva Brahma. That mind is Brahma. Again, he shows Mahavakyam like, that mind is Brahma. Which mind? Okay? The mind obtaining as the knower is Brahma. Tadeva Brahma. There's no mind. It's only Brahma. Once known in the wake of the knowledge of the truth, Satyatma. But I like this word, his word. Satyatma Anubodha. Satyatma Anubodha, when rises in the wake of Satyatma, knowledge of Satyatma, what happens? Mind is Brahma. Doesn't dissolve. Mind is Brahma. If something is there, goes and dissolves there. No. Mind is Brahman itself. There's no merging. There's no joining. There's no dissolving. Nothing happens. Brahman itself. What is that Brahma? Nirbhayam Brahma. Tadeva. That mind is Sakshat Brahma, which is of the nature of fearlessness. Nirbhayam Brahma. That mind, there's no fearlessness. There's no fear. Okay? The mind with the knowledge is being Brahman itself. There's no duality, no division. Therefore, what now? Being Brahma in the mind with the vision, there is no real division. Divisions are not there. Duality is not subject, object. Divisions are not there. Knower, no knowledge. Divisions are not there. Differences are not there. Duality, purity are not there. Therefore, what now? Second thing itself is not there. One second thing other than Atma is not there. In the mind with the vision, there is no second thing other than the self, the Atma, the Brahma. Therefore, there is no need for, there cannot be fear also. Because fear comes when? Other than me, the one more thing is that fear is possible. No fear. That's why absolute fearlessness. Absolute security. Isn't it? And then what is there? Samantataha jnanalokam. That mind is there as Brahma, which is free from fear, the fearless reality. And that which is there as the light, there's only light of knowledge, light of pure consciousness. okay, samantataha, all around, on all sides, all over, there's only light of consciousness. Can you imagine this? You have to see this. You cannot imagine this. You have to see this. In class, in Vedanta class, you should not imagine. You should see this. If I tell you imagine, then I'm a wrong teacher. I should see, you must see this in the class itself. Isn't it? What is mind? Mind is nirbhayam brahma. Nirbhayam jnanalokam brahma samantataha. This mind is absolute reality, ultimate truth, the pure consciousness, which is of the nature of fearlessness, which alone is in the form of light of knowledge all over. In this light of knowledge, light of consciousness, which engulfs, which permeates, which pervades all knower known. It's called enveloping knower known knowledge, divisionlessly. That is the truth. Jnana lokam samantataha. Samantataha means on all sides. Okay. This is the literal meaning of tikarika. So, a subtle point. When you say, mind is Brahma. In the wake of jnanam, knowledge of the truth, mind being Brahman becomes clear. Mind is not there other than Brahma. You, like how you see, there's no knower, there's no illuminator other than the light. Isn't it? So there's no really knower other than consciousness. That's what you understand. In the same way, therefore, very carefully he wants to make us understand the two important things. If we say mind in the wake of knowledge of the truth, does the mind become Brahma? If we say there'll be logical fallacy, and it will be against the, it will contradict the Shastra teaching also. To avoid the contradiction, contradicting the Shastram, avoid the logical fallacy, you must understand this fact. We say mind becomes Brahma for want of expression, but understand this, the mind does not become Brahma. Why? Because when mind is finite, Brahman is infinite. If we say, what is the logical fallacy? Finite becomes infinite. It is like saying, mind becomes Brahman. If we say, saying that mind becomes Brahman is like saying the finite becomes infinite. Finite can never become infinite, nor can infinite become finite. Infinite, once you say, infinite is that which is limitless. Limitless is that which is time-wise, spatially, object-wise limitless. That limitless cannot have parts, cannot have divisions. Therefore, cannot undergo any change. It cannot become finite. Is it clear? So infinite can never become finite. It's also against It's a logical contradiction to say this. Similarly, fire can never become infinite. It's one point. And second thing, since mind becomes Brahman, if you say, what happens? Mind is mithya, Brahman is satyam. It is like saying, mithya becomes satyam. Mithya becomes satyam means what? It is like saying, the snake really becomes a snake? No. Understand? Mithya can never become satyam. And satyam is that it is changed. Satyam can never become mithya also. Satyam can never become mithya. Mithya can never become the Satyam. Which means, Satyam can appear as Mithya in it. Okay, appear falsely as Anatma. Satya Atma can falsely appear as Mithya Anatma only in ignorance. In the wake of knowledge, there is no Anatma at all other than Satya Atma. Understand? There is no Anatma. Where is Anatma? You can use the term Anatma. What is it? Something else is there, isn't it? It's a term used for understanding, for knowledge. Initially, to understand the teaching, we use the term Anatma. Where is Anatma? Anatma is a name given to the false appearance of Satyatma in ignorance. Only in ignorance. So Satyam can never become Mithya. Satyam can appear as Mithya in ignorance, falsely. The two important factors you must remember, which means there's no becoming. Okay, so when the mind, in the wake of jnanam, when the mind becomes Atma, means what? There's a conversion of the mind into Atma without any change. Without any change, any modification, any transformation, just. This is the greatest miracle of knowledge. There's no greater miracle than knowledge. Isn't it? Why is the miracle? My God. Everything I see as real is not real. Isn't it? With this, let us enter into the Bhashyam now. Liyate Sushuptahahi. Page number 444. I didn't say sorry earlier. Liyate Sushuptahahi. Sushuptaha means what? The mind which is asleep dissolves, resolves. Resolves means what? It does not get destroyed totally. It continues to remain in much, much subtler potential form. Yasmat. Because he says, sarvabhihi avidyadi pratyaya bija vasanabhihi saha. When the mind remains resolved, along with what? Is it like a pen drive? Latest example is pen drive, isn't it? The whole pen drive can be called whole jagat. Like that. Now this mind is the first and the best pen drive. You know that? You cannot find a subtler and smaller pen drive which accommodates the whole jagat. That's why it says, with all, you can say, sarvabhihi avidya adi. Beginning from avidya, beginning from ignorance, okay? Ignorance. Avidya adi pratyaya. Or pratyaya, you can say all tendencies. Tendencies are what? All negative tendencies. All tendencies, you can say ahankara, mamakara, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, all pairs of opposites. You know, this raga, dvesha, emotions, bring all the emotions in the picture. First, raga, dveshas, okay? Raga, dvesha, anger, fear, anxiety, pain, everything. All of them should be understood as one word, isn't it? So, avidyadi pratyaya bija vasanabhihi, all impressions, what all impressions you would have accumulated during the waking state, or through experience, all vasanabihi, with all the vasanas we accumulated through our experiences in the waking state, and all the cognitions, all emotions, all tendencies, impressions, along with all of them, it dissolves into what now? Tamorupa, tamorupam, avisesharupam, tamorupam. It dissolves, remains. Remains what? Darkness. Avisesharupam. Avisesha means it dissolves into darkness of ignorance, where everything is in undifferentiated potential condition. Avisesharupa means, you know, without any specification. Avisesharupa means without any differentiation. You can't make out which is what. Just as in a seed, how the trunk, the taproot, the roots, all the branches, the flowers, everything remains unmanifest potential condition. In the same way, in deep sleep state, the mind dissolves, the whole samsara also dissolves into the, with along with the whole everything. Okay, in an undifferentiated condition, avisesha rupam, this darkness of ignorance. Avisesha rupam, without any differentiation. Then bija bhavam apadyate, bija bhavaha. Bija bhavaha means it obtains in the form of a potential, unmanifested, undifferentiated condition. That is the nature of the mind in deep sleep state. In deep sleep state, samsara is there or not? It is there as though it is not there. Samsara is there as though it is not there. In the waking, samsara is as though it is. In deep sleep state, samsara is as though it is not. As though it is not. We think as though it is not in deep sleep. That's why we like sleep. No. The best, I tell you, there is some sukham in sleep. But Vedanta class, we should not sleep, okay? Or we feel sleep. We haven't get to, sometimes it may make us feel sleepy. But really speaking, sleep always is sukham. One of the reasons, it is said, why even children get very cranky when their sleep is disturbed. Because children, very, you know, children, no, they do not want to be disturbed from the sleep, sukham. That is why you have no way, you have to put them to sleep. To shut the mouth, put them to sleep. And then do anything, and you know, do something, if, because sukham. Why sukham? Samsara is not absent. Samsara is as though absent. In the waking, samsara is as though there. In deep sleep, samsara is as though it is not there. Samsara is still there. So, that's what bija bhava apatthi. Bija bhava apatthi means mind attains that condition in which the entirety of the world of duality with all triputi differences, all divisions and differences remains unmanifested, undifferentiated potential condition. Therefore, there is no absence of samsara in deep sleep state. Is what he wants to say, which means it's a temporary condition, easily it can be disturbed. Part of the karma is there, Bhagavan of order is there, that condition, there's a state, it's called Nirvikalpaka Avastha. Deep sleep state is a state of divisionlessness. A state of divisionlessness can be disturbed into a state of divisions. Whereas, or the Atma, the mind with the Jnanam is division, reality itself, which is a state of divisionlessness. Okay. Now he says, whereas mind does not resolve. If you say mind dissolves, mind resolves, mind becomes Brahma, if I say, any verb is wrong here. Dissolves is wrong. Resolves is wrong. We can simply use the term. Resolves means it disappears, we mean. How, isn't it? Even to disappear, it must have been there to disappear, isn't it? It is always Atma. That is why he doesn't say, na liyate. Two rules I gave you. Finite can never become infinite. Mithya can never become satyam. Because of this, if we say, to avoid logical contradiction, to avoid the contradiction against Shastram, also, we have to understand, he says, no, na liyate. What happens now? He says, tad viveka vijnana purvakam niruddham nigrihitam san. That mind being disciplined, mastered by knowledge, discriminative understanding, as a result of the knowledge, the discriminative understanding born of knowledge of the truth. The discriminative understanding born of knowledge of the truth, the mind has become now completely disciplined, being disciplined, nigrihitam san, na liyate means what? Does not dissolve means what? Tamo bija bhavam na apadyate. It does not, no? Does not, see, dissolving, resolving means remaining in dormant state. Remaining in dormant condition is called dissolution. Tamo bija bhavam, tamo bija bhavaha, na apadyate. Then what happens? It is Brahman itself. In the wake of jnanam, there is only discovery of the mind as over being non-separate, non-different from Brahma. The knowledge is nothing but recognition of the non-difference. Is it clear now? Tamo bija bhavam na apadyate means the mind does not dissolve and it does not attain the darkness, okay, of ignorance. Like a bija bhav na apadyate means what? The seed like darkness. Bija bhav na apadyate. What a big difference. The mind in sleep attains the seed-like darkness. Why is a seed-like dark? Not seed. Seed-like darkness means how in seed everything becomes unmanifest. So in darkness, everything, in darkness of ignorance, everything remains undifferentiated and one. So in jnanam, mind does not attain seed-like darkness. Bijabhavna apatyate. Tamo bija bhavam na apadyate. Therefore what? There's only, we're going to see beautiful Bhashyam comes later on. Tasmad yuktaha. Therefore it's appropriate to say, sushuptasya samahitasya manasaha prachara bhedaha asti. There is definitely difference between the condition of the mind in sleep and the nature of the mind in knowledge. Mind with the knowledge. Understand? Samahitaha. Samahitam manas manaha. Samahitam manaha means the mind which is now, which is understood to be non-different from Atma. Samahitam manaha. And Sushuptamana, sleep, mind in sleep. Therefore, there is prachara bedaha. You know, there's difference in the nature, the condition of the mind in sleep and mind in knowledge, mind with knowledge. Okay. Let us read, let us continue with the next bhashyam portion, page 445. Yatha grahya grahaka avidyakrita maladvaya varjitam. Tada param advayam brahmaiva. He continues, he talks about again the mind with the jnanam. Grahya grahaka avidyakrita maladvaya varjitam. Beautiful word. The mind which is devoid of, free from impurity, malam. What is that now? Impurity of duality caused by ignorance. Avidyakrita mala dvaya varjitam. This, the mind with the knowledge is free from the impurity in the form of knower known duality caused by ignorance. Grahya means perceived. Grahaka, perceiver. The knower known. This knower known duality is the impurity caused by ignorance. Now he says, grahya grahaka avidyakrita maladvaya varjitam manaha. This mind which is free from the impurity in terms of the duality as known and known, caused by ignorance, is what? What is that mind? Tada param advayam brahmaiva. That mind is sakshat param advayam brahmaiva. That is absolute reality, Brahman only, non-dual Brahman only. Param advayam brahmaiva manaha. Which mind? Mind with knowledge. Very nice, isn't it? Param advayam brahmaiva means no dissolving, no joining, no combining, no becoming, no merging, no uniting. Uniting, union. No union, okay? There's always one only. Param advayam brahmaiva bhavati. Tada. Tat samvrittam. Iti ataha. Tat samvrittam means what now? It is not even there now. Tat samvrittam. Tat samvrittam means because the duality is no more. Iti ataha tadeva nirbhayam. That Brahman, is it? Because this now mind being Brahman itself and Brahman being the only reality in the light of the knowledge what happens now? Dvaita grahanasya bayanimittasya abhavat. What is it which causes the bayam, fear? Dvaitam is the nimittam for bayam. Dvaitam is the fear is caused by Dvaitam duality. Dvaita nimitta baya, baya nimittasya dvaitasya abhavat. Okay. See, the perception of duality itself does not cause fear. The duality perceived mistaken to be reality is the cause of the fear. Now, in the mind of for a person with the mind, okay, with the knowledge, the wise person in whose mind is jnanam, for him, in his vision, there is no world of duality. Therefore, there is no fear. Now, fearlessness being the nature of the reality, he says, tadeva nirbhayam. Why? He gives a reason for why the mind with the knowledge is Brahman itself. Therefore, it's a fearlessness. It's its swarupam. Because there's no second thing other than Brahma. There's no second thing other than Brahma. The duality being not there, second thing other than Brahman being not there, there's no cause for the fear. Therefore, there is fearlessness. Mind is a fearless mind. And the fearless mind is the strongest mind. Happiest mind. The most secure mind. Shantam abhayam Brahma. What is Brahma? Absolutely peaceful. Shantam abhayam Brahma. The mind is, mind being Brahma, being peaceful is its nature, being fearful is its nature. Isn't it? The mind is what now? Peaceful, the most tranquil, fearless mind. Which is the mind with knowledge. Yet, vidvan na bibheti, the person who knows this fact, okay, who sees the person with mind with the knowledge. I don't want to say enlightened. I want to avoid that word enlightened. That's why I'm struggling to have mind with knowledge. Mind with knowledge, I'm saying. Somehow enlightenment is a word. I don't know. Vidvan na bibheti kutaschana. The person of wisdom, the person whose mind is wisdom, there is no fear at all. And nowhere, from nowhere, fear can come. Nothing can cause any fear for a person. Yes, Swamiji? Yeah, that's okay. That's what, no, for want of expression, Swamiji, we have to say becomes, isn't it? That is why in the very beginning itself, because the whole teaching, second chapter, Swamiji, he says, the manaha na liyate, he says. The mind in knowledge does not, na liyate. Na liyate means, does not dissolve, means, doesn't become. See, dissolve means what? You have to dissolve and become that. Dissolving, resolving means becoming. That is why he says, why you should not say that. Because there will be logical contradiction again. Again, it's like a mechanically prattling. We are not seeing the truth, the fact. We have to see what it is, isn't it? Because the subtlest thing to be understood for us is mind, Samji. More than consciousness. Isn't it? The mind is something. Seeing the mind having this knower status being not there. That's the knower without consciousness. That is why we give the example. You see, very simple, very gross example. Light example, the gross example. And to understand much subtler fact. But still you understand here, isn't it? You have to say there is no illuminator other than the light. Even though we even to the name given to the light from the standpoint of the illumination, the illumined, in the same way, there's no knower other than the consciousness. See, consciousness by itself also is not the knower. Understand it. Consciousness by itself is not the knower. See, when can you say light is illuminate? Illuminate is the light, Swamiji. Only if there are opaque things. Only light alone is. Can you say illuminator? Illumining is the nature of the light, no doubt. If the opaque thing is not there, if it, nothing is illumined, then illuminator qualification is not possible. Light alone is. The illuminator is a qualification attribute of light only in the presence of the opaque. Similarly, we say the knower qualification is attribute to the mind, the consciousness, only in the presence of the mind. There's no mind means what? The mind is Brahma. There's no more knower. There's no mind. Mind is Brahma. You have to see the non-separateness of the mind. That's just like some 3D, okay? It is there, it's not there. As though there, it's not there. That is why he uses for na liyate when he says, we have to say this. We also say, mind becomes Brahman itself. We do say, but we have to say, no, becoming does not mean really becoming. It has to be explained, Samaji. What else can he do? English, you can't help. Padmaruji Namaskar, my Dohim. I have eaten. Namaskar to all Mahatmas, including Panology. To my knowledge, Samji, he has given the best translation. I only see, whenever I come and sit here, I see sometimes. Occasionally, I look into it. Sometimes I try to see, but somehow something else gets. I try, okay, every day I should do that, but I have no time. But I do watch, see a little bit, but I'm very happy with this. Sometimes little expansion is needed because he gives exact word to word. Some of the compounds are, Samji, it's not easy to see literally, you can't translate. You can convey the message. If compounds are different, something is so expressive, Samaji, so expressive. You can push all the words together, make compounds. One compound can convey so much. But even for this, no? Previously we saw so many words. Just how the mind in ignorance, whole explanation one compound. Mind with knowledge, whole explanation one compound. We had to make so many sentences to communicate it in English. Anyway, so what he says, nirbhayam, tadeva nirbhayam, dvaita grahanasya bhaya nimittasya abhavat. Due to the absence of duality which causes the fear, there's fearlessness on the part of a wise person, in whose mind there is jnanam, shantam, abhayam, brahma, yad vidvan, na bibheti kutaschana. We come across a sentence, na bibheti kutaschaneti dvaitadhi bhayam bhavati. You must have heard these sentences. Seeing the second thing is the reason for fear. Udaramantaram kurute. In slightest division you make, difference you see, we fear. So clear vision means like a tapestry, isn't it? You must see divisions, diversity. You must also see unity. You see one light enveloping the illuminator, illumination. One light of consciousness, samantataha, alokam samantataha, is what now? You can see knower is knower, no knowledge, everything is negated as false appearances are mithya. Why mithya? Don't say they're not there at all. Mithya. Then they're as good as non-existent because they had no independent existence at all. That is the idea here. See, what is satyam, what is as though? What is real, what is as though? If you understand what is real, you are what is real. You are the reality. And what is other than you is only as though, which is different, it's your own appearance, manifestation means. And where is the need for it to be afraid of anything or frightened of anything? That's what is the teaching here. Tadeva viseshyate. I thought of doing so many things today. Time gone just. Tadeva viseshyate. Means that Brahman alone is viseshyate. Vishesh means further explained. Now following was all beautiful verses. How? Jnaptihi. That mind which is Brahman alone is further explained as what? Jnaptihi. Jnaptihi. Jnanam. Okay, the word comes now. Jnanam. What is Jnanam? Atma Swabhava Chaitanyam. You see all these three words. Jnaptihi Jnanam Atma Swabhava Chaitanyam. The pure consciousness appearing at the very intrinsic, inseparable nature of the reality. Implied with the Atma alone is what? Jnaptihi. Chaitanyam, Jnaptihi, Jnanam. All these three words mean what? Pure consciousness. Words are three. Meaning is the one, same. Tadeva. That pure consciousness meant by these three words. Jnanam, Jnaptihi, Atma Subhava, Chaitanyam. That means Jnanam Alokaha. Alokaha means effulgence, light. Prakashaha. Alokaha is the word used by Gaudapada Acharya. Shankarabhutta says Prakashaha. Alokaha is Prakasha. So consciousness is not the light, but consciousness is like the light, because light brings things to light. And consciousness alone brings to light by its mere presence, by its very nature of knowing, brings to light, lends existence to the knower status, known under knowledge. There's no knower knowledge outside of consciousness. So, asamant, alokaha, prakashaha. There's no light other than consciousness, isn't it? Yes, yeah. Tad Brahma Jnanalokam. Jnanam Alokaha. Yes, yeah. Tad Brahma Jnanalokam. He says why Brahman is said to be Jnanalokam, light of knowledge. He says effulgence, knowledge is the very nature of which that is said to be the light of consciousness, Brahma. Jnanaloka means consciousness is the light. That which has consciousness, which is endowed with that which is of the nature of consciousness, light of consciousness, is said to be Jnanalokam, Brahma. No. Alokaha. Alokaha means prakashaha, light. So prakashaha, alokaha, yasya. So that which has consciousness, that which is of the nature of consciousness, the light of consciousness, is said to be alokam, jnanalokam. That which is of the nature of light of consciousness is meant by the word jnanalokam. He gives, explains why reality Brahma, why Brahman is also meant by another word jnanalokam. Because Brahman, the reality is this abstract formless reality is implied by the term Brahma in terms of its nature of infinitude. That same reality is also said to be Jnanalokam. Why? Because it is of the nature of light of consciousness, which alone shines. One more word. I'm not saying it, he's saying. Vijnana ekarasa ghanam. You must know that. Vijnana ekarasa ghanam. What is Brahma? Jnanalokam. What is Brahma? Gyaptihi. What is Brahma? Jnanam. What is Brahma? Subhava Chaitanyam. What is Brahma? Vijnanaika rasaghanam. Vijnanaika rasaghanam. Vijnana yeka rasaghanam. Which means what? This reality implied by the term Brahman is of the nature of one homogeneous mass of pure consciousness. You cannot say what is Brahman better than this, isn't it? Let me see what Panology says. So Brahman is of the nature of one homogeneous mass of pure consciousness. You cannot talk about division here. Yeah. So dense with the one essence of knowledge. He says. It's a rasa ghana. It's like now putting, making it something solid. You can't make it solid. Not solid. What I'm saying is, it's a solid consciousness. Again, our buddhi is solid when we think of something else. Then we have to be very careful. We can't think of solid. We can't think of thick. We can't think of, the word has so many meanings. Ghana means just to say it's a mass of pure consciousness. Okay. So here, how many words now? What is Brahma? The mind is Brahma. And what is that Brahman? One word. Finish it. Tadeva Brahma Viseshyati. How it is explained, described here by Shankaracharya? Gyapti, Jnanam, Atma Subhava Chaitanyam, Jnanalokam, Vijnanaikarasa Ghanam. 5 words. Finished. One word, Samji. Samantataha. Last word. Samantataha is the word used by Gaudapada Acharya. Shankaracharya says, Samantat. Samantataha means Samantat. Samantat means what? Sarvataha. Sarvataha means what? All over. All around. Vyomavati, like space, Nairantaryena Vyapakam, Nairantaryena Vyapakam. This one dense mass of consciousness shines all over, again, all pervasive Vyapakam. How it is all pervasive? Vyomavat, like the space. Like the space means what? Nairantaryena, gaplessly. I don't know whether that adverb is correct, okay? Gap, without any gap or break. Nirantaram, antaram vina. Antaram means gap. Nirantaram, without any gap. Continuous. Nairantaryena, gap. Gaplessly, without any break, without any gap, without any, you know, all pervasively consciousness is. I'm going to stop now. 1 minute I have taken extra. Vyomavati nairantaryena vyapakam. Nirantara is adjective. Nairantaryam is a noun. He used so many words, Swamiji, just to say mind does not become Brahma. Nothing can become Brahma. Everything is Brahma. For to understand everything is Brahma, if you understand mind is Brahma. Enough. That's the idea. Anyway, I think tomorrow I'll make it clearer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi.